Have you ever had a credit card bill turn up, wondering how it could possibly be that high? It used to happen to me more than I'd like to admit. Swiping the plastic is easy, and it's really easy to forget how much has been racked up. Some people have called our current electronic way of dealing with money as the hidden economy. Interestingly, in a recent Dun & Bradstreet study, it showed that people who spend using a credit card are actually spending 12 to 18% more than those people who use cash. That's 12 to 18% more spending. And if the card isn't paid off every month, then we're paying interest on that extra spending. No wonder Australian family budgets have been blown. Research shows that one of the major areas where this overspending occurs is in the supermarket. Can you relate to this? My wife and I decided some time ago to only use cash in the supermarket. My wife withdraws our grocery budget allocation from our account every pay, in cash. This cash is then put into a different section of a purse and is quarantined for groceries. By using cash, it puts boundaries around our spending in the supermarket. Because when the cash is gone, it's gone. You can't overspend cash. If the cash runs dry before the next pay, then we just simply have to be creative with what's in the pantry. This significantly helped us with limiting our spontaneous spending and helps us to focus on shopping smarter. So shopping with cash is one way to help manage those credit card bills. Another way is to get rid of the card altogether. Whilst credit cards may seem convenient, in my experience, they are a very dangerous temptation. I've challenged many of my clients to cut up the cards and use cash and debit cards only. Of all of those clients who have done the plastic surgery and cut the cards up, not one of them has come back to me regretting it. Without exception, they find it extremely liberating. So if you're having trouble making ends meet in your household budget, then give the credit card the flick. Bring cash back into the family and see what happens. If you'd like more information on God's Money Matters, then go to godsmoneymatters.com or find us through the One Way FM website.